Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm okay. Mother Cassandra, you there? Mother Cassandra, you there? Loretta, that's you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. Mother Cassandra was trying to call in. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you very well.
Are you able to hear me? Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah. She, I think she's trying to call in now. Yeah.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you, I'm sending you the location to the tea time. What used to be there, I'm sending you all the photos, everything. It's a lot. It's nice. They decent, too. It's decent. So I'm sending that to you in the address.
So, Selena, let me ask you a question while you're doing
that. There's a lot of photos.
Can you hear
mm-hmm.
me? What is the gist of this meeting right here?
The gist of this meeting, I was going to share with you guys how to go in, do your networking, and set up your meetings, set up your show. Like if you're going to do the blog talk, or if you're going to do the YouTube, this way you could, whether you did them together, how to sign in, how to go live.
Okay.
That's what I really wanted to be able to show you, how to log in, how to
right.
get into it.
Okay.
If you decide you're going to do
a
teaching, or you want to share it on Facebook and things like that. Yeah, you could take your link and just go in and do it. But what we'll do, we'll do it, and you know what I'm saying, and without being discouraged, because I don't want you guys to be discouraged with your devices. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to rectify this, so I cannot. This is not going to work. Y'all got to rectify
no
this.
Worries,
this work,
no worries. No worries. Mm-mm. Yep, there go Mother Cassandra. Hey, Mother Cassandra.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Can you
hey,
hear?
Mother Cassandra, how are you doing?
I'm okay. Mother Cassandra was on, but she couldn't get no audio.
No, I don't know. It just would not, no matter what I did, it would not let me hear anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I could.
But
I could
you were able
on.
To see a little bit, and she couldn't see. Mm-hmm.
My phone.
Yep.
Okay. My phone froze up like crazy.
Oh wow!
I know mine is this free phone service that they gave me. I got to fix that. I just got to get off of this and get. I got to get me another carrier.
Right.
So I know that's what mine is.
I think what's going on. I don't know if it has anything to do with the war or not, because I did another meeting earlier, and some people were able to get on but didn't have visuals. Some people had visual and didn't have audio. I talked to a friend up in Virginia, and it was the same thing. It was a lot of glitches and stuff going on with their phones and things like that. My phone's been acting silly, so I don't know what that really is, but we'll go into it. And what happened, Mother Cassandra, was Pastor Loretta was asking, too, what we were doing today. And one of the things, like I was showing Mother Cassandra just now, her blog talk and her network, just like yours was set up, Pastor Loretta, too. So I wanted to be able to show you guys how to get in there, how to schedule a show, how to go about going into the YouTube, how to go about monetizing what you're doing, and even when you want to share it, if you decide you want to share it on Facebook or Instagram and things of that nature, you can. You know, and you will just take a link. But we'll do it again. We'll try it again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
We'll try it again,
okay.
And by you know, we'll try it again this weekend. We'll keep going at it.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Georgia real soon. If it means we got to get together and do it, you know, we'll figure it out. We're going to figure it out.
Okay.
We'll figure it out.
But I can rectify the situation with my phone, you know, and my financial situation. So if y'all could just pray with me in that area, I would just be really, really grateful. Because I'm putting out a lot of prayers and praying for people. And I've been ministering all morning. So I very rarely get to pray for myself. But I got to, this situation got to, it's got to rectify itself because this is hindering me from doing a lot of stuff. Oh, my God. So if y'all could just really keep me in prayer.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
We're in agreement with you for financial freedom.
We're
in agreement with each other, not just for financial freedom and peace, but the momentum of staying in touch with the Holy Spirit and covering ourselves, our homes, our bodies, plan, every project under the blood of Jesus, just pleading the blood of Jesus over everything and every intention and all that we're doing. Because it's needed right now. It is needed. The prayer is needed. The not just the prayer, but being in agreement with one another during this time is so important. It is so important right now in the kingdom for all of us because we just have so much time and testimony into everything that we're about to do. And this isn't for, because, you know, we really, this isn't just for us individually. This is a situation where people in the kingdom, they're hearing word, they're seeing word, they're receiving the word too. But then acting on it and executing what needs to be done becomes a hindrance because money isn't there, finances aren't there, health situations aren't there, resources to do what needs to be done or the know-how or the team or the support to do it. So this is why, you know, we have to, you know, get rid of that because God didn't say that this was for some of the folk. He said this was for all his children, for all the righteous.
Right.
So you,
we can't sit with
all these gifts and talents and things and not, you know, get on off. You know, and those who don't know how to catch up yet, they'll catch up later. Mother Cassandra, you saw the pictures I was showing you with the location. Were you able to see some of it?
Yeah, I was able to see some of it, not all of it, because it started glitching light. So I wasn't able to see the whole presentation.
I'm putting the link just in our chat, in our with me, you, and Pastor Loretta, where you could just tap on that link, and it's going to open up, and you want to go to the very location where it says, just add honey and tea. And you want to go to the one that has the 279 photos, and you'll see what I'm talking about in terms of the location, what it looked like, and why I think it's like such a perfect fit. All that other stuff is not going to be there, but they have so many other locations just like it or that one because those people are not going to be there in that location anymore. So you'll see that it's perfect, the front of it, the back of it, the sitting area, the TLO, which it's just phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. So if you hit that link, you'll see it and you'll see the videos and everything. You'll see the location there. You know, it's like right there in Atlanta, and you'll see when you go through the front of that store, that location, then there's the back, and then there's another back, and then there's the side, and then there's the outside, then there's the back outdoors, you know. So it's just, it's great. I just think it's a great spot. It's a great location, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you see it. I like the way it fits, everything, I like the owners. I like the way, you know, those people I'm real comfortable with in my spirit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So we need to be praying about that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We have to be praying about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so, but we'll come back together. I'll schedule another meeting. And
okay.
We'll see if our devices are working, you know, because there's a lot going on, ladies.
And in the meantime, hello? Hello?
I hear you, but I don't hear Serena.
And I don't hear her either. I hear you, Mother Cassandra, but I don't hear her.
She gone.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We just gonna have to, we gonna have to do this again, and maybe we just, I don't know what to do, but I'm gonna try to work on my phone situation. That's what I'm gonna try to do. Get me another carrier.
Okay. Okay, sweetie.
So
I'm praying about that, because that's gonna be an easy transition for you. That it don't be no more headache, because what it is just a hindrance to stifle you, and to make you quit. This is not the time nor the season for you to quit. You understand?
Yes,
yeah, that's all that
yes,
is. Yeah, it wanted to stifle you.
I just
make
need
you
to get my devices back right. I switched to this free service, and it is not working good. It is not.
No.
So, and that's because I didn't have the money to pay for a bill every month, and I was like, I don't want to be without a phone. But I should have just let my faith keep me more stronger and believe God to get the money every month. But that's what I'm going to have to do.
Oh, my God. Come on up in here, girl.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that, because this right here, this is frustrating and aggravating, and I just can't do this.
Yeah, it's meant to do exactly what it's doing. See?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
Yeah, it's meant to do exactly what
you
it's doing. Get you all
there
frustrated.
We go. Yep.
So
yeah.
What
I can hear you guys,
Serena,
now.
Yeah, Serena, what she was saying was that, you know, what's going on with her phone situation is just really just a hindrance. And I had let her know that's what it was about, was to just stop her. Just to frustrate her so much that she just stopped, that she just quit. But we're coming in agreement that the devil is a liar, and he is a defeated foe. And
Amen.
That he is going to come in alignment with her ministry, with her purpose, with her destiny. And it will be
no more
instruction, frustration, amen, that it will come in alignment, amen, and that she will go forth
in the push
to come into place and position where that God can move on his promises concerning her, amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I totally agree.
And find out how much it's going to be a month to get me a phone line and get off this free stuff, because this stuff that the government is giving out, this is not working.
It ain't working. I
no,
understand.
It's not working. Not
and we'll come
to
back
do
together
just,
and we'll do it. Right. Yeah, because you need you something reasonable. Let me know, because I literally was just working on another phone for another organization. They have to go and get a business plan under their organization. And a prophet friend of mine down in Alabama, they have to go get their stuff under their ministry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
With T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So that may be the best option for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna call and find out how much it is to go back. When I called Metro, T-Mobile by Metro, they told me it was $130 to switch back over, and it just shouldn't be that much. But I'm gonna call Verizon, and I'm gonna call all these places and find out how much it is, and see what I can do to get switched back over. And just believe God.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this don't make no sense. I can't do
this. That's right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
My boots. Baby, try Boost. Usually if you had T-Mobile or Metro at one time, when you transfer to Boost, they have a promotion like a free phone or with a line for $30 a month with so much data for talks and texts included and all that. So try Boost and
right.
see what they
okay.
offer you.
Okay, I'll call them and I'm going to find out what these other plans, what these plans would say, and I'll write them all down, and then I'm going to pray and see which one God want me to go with. And I'll get
talking.
Back to
you. Now okay. you're talking. Yeah, you're talking.
So
okay,
that's right.
At the end of the week, maybe we can get back on and go back through this at the end of the week, because this girl waiting on me to start teaching her about prayer. And
oh,
I really wanted to move so I can share some stuff with her. She really wants to start this week. So I'm trying to get this done.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I could start
yes,
this week
yes, yes,
teaching,
yes.
Her about, teaching her about prayer. Mm-hmm.
God is good.
So,
yes,
so
ma'am.
So I'll get back in touch
yes,
with
ma'am.
You guys. But if we
okay.
It's okay if I just pray us out, Prophetess Serena?
Yes. Yes, please do.
Okay. Father God, we just come right now and we say thank you, Lord God. Father God, you said in everything that we are to give thanks. So we give you thanks right now, Lord God, for everything that was said on today, Lord God, even though the enemy tried to throw in some things, Lord God, that would try to get us to hinder and try to get us frustrated, Lord God, and try to hinder the process, Lord God. But your prophets have already spoken that there will be no hindrance, Lord God, in the process, Lord God. We thank you for wisdom, Lord God, being on the phone and insight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're going to move forward, Lord God, believing and trusting, Lord God, that we're doing it in you. Holy Spirit, we ask that every time we come together that you are in the midst, in our prayers and in our sphere. Father God, I pray that you will sync us up with the rhythm of your spirit, Lord God, and that you will unify us, Lord God, and that we will be in agreement because how else can we walk together unless we agree, Lord God? I pray, Lord God, that your wisdom will take complete control and lead us and guide us in the way that we should go. We ask that you forgive us of all of our sins, Lord God, or anything that we said or done, Lord God, anything that we didn't, that we are not even aware of, Lord God. We repent for them right now, Lord God. We turn away from them, Lord God, and turn back in the right direction, Lord God, in which we should be.
Hallelujah.
Let your word continue to be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet. And Father God, let us continue to have willing hearts and obedient footsteps, Lord God, that we follow the plan that you got for us, Lord God. If it is not meant and if it's not for us, Lord God, do not let us move forward on it, Lord God. Father God, we are yielding our way to you. We're yielding our thinking and taking on the mind of Christ, Lord God, which is his character, Lord God. And Father God, let our integrity be intact, Lord God. Let everyone that we come in contact with, Lord God, let them be the people that you have in our pathway, Lord God, that we are supposed to be, Lord God, encountering, Lord God. Even if, Lord God, they are the wicked, because you said the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. So Father God, let us be in the path. The wealth, Lord God, that the wicked has dropped down, Lord God, and that they have mishandled, Lord God. But we will pick it up, God, and use it for your kingdom, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Cassandra. I ask that you bless her, that you cover in the blood, bless her household, Lord God, and I pray that she recovers all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Ishande Ko Rabashatai, Lord God. And the witchcraft, Iko Rabande. Lord God, to steal her stuff, to steal her promise, Lord God, from her, Lord God. Father God, we rebuke it right now, Lord God. And Father God, we ask that you seal every door, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said, Lord God, that we are to link up with no man, Lord God, quickly, Lord God. But give us the spirit of discernment even the more, Lord God. Help us to discern more in this season, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for Prophet Serena, Lord God, that's always, Lord God, wanting to help your people, Lord God, and to see your kingdom advance. Continue to lead and guide her, Lord God, sharpen her gift of discernment. continue to speak to her, Lord God, so that she knows the direction that we are to go, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for her utilizing, Lord God, and resting, Lord God, the gifts that you placed in her on the altar, Lord God, for kingdom people, Lord God, with kingdom mindsets, Lord God. We thank you for those that you're going to add to
thank
this.
You,
Lord God, to this board, Lord God, and we just give your name praise for the real estate, Lord God.
Praise
I thank you that you're in seasons of transitions, Lord God. I thank you that I'm in a season of transition, Lord God, but all the prophecies that have been spoken over our lives, Lord God, Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God, and we speak them daily, Lord God, waiting for them to come to pass, Lord God. And Father God, we don't say this time next year, but we say not many days hence, Lord God, that there is going to be an explosion of birth. Bursting through, Lord God, of finances, Lord God, not just finances, Lord God, but peace, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
More intimate with Holy Spirit like never before, Lord God. Holy Spirit, God, Lord God, whatever you do, Lord God, don't take your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. Whatever you're doing in this season, Lord God, don't do it without us, Lord God. Help us to be speak to the rhythm of your spirit and move according to the way that you move, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And when you say move, Lord God, if it's not of you, Lord God, we will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Because you know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Lord God. And
Hallelujah.
So we ignite, Lord God, and we walk by faith and not by sight, Lord God. But we know that faith is our work, Lord God. So we put our hands to the plow, Lord God, and we move the way that you say move, Lord God. We go, we come against, Lord God, every monitoring spirit, Lord God. Holy Ghost, I ask that you blind them and make them deaf, and
it
I call upon Holy Ghost that we stand and take strategies back to the kingdom of darkness and come up with plans. We speak death to all of their plans, Lord God. We come against witchcraft, Lord God, in the mighty name of
Jesus,
Lord God. We bind it up right now. We command your work to stop, and we say enough is enough. We regain everything that the cankerworm has stole because Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and life more abundantly. So we decree and declare the abundant life, Lord God, and we decree and declare that our latter is greater than our former, Lord God. So, Father God, all that's close to the horns of the altar, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that we will not be tossed to and fro by every wind and every doctrine, Lord God. Keep our hearts pure and help us to walk in obedience. God, we're doing this because we believe it's our purpose and we want to be close to you, Lord God. Not for financial gain, God. We already blessed with all the finances that we can hold because our Father is rich, Lord God. And you said that you would deny us no good thing, Lord God. And so it is your will and your desire for us to prosper and be in good health. So I come against every demonic spirit, Lord God, every spirit of infirmity, there will be no cancer, there will be no loss of memory. I come against Alzheimer's, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you that the memory of is blessed, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to pray and to come together, Lord God. Father God, this prayer and every prayer, Lord God, preceding this, Lord God, we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. We'll do it again. And we'll try it again. And God bless you. Just keep in touch.
Yes.
Okay. Bless you.
Okay,
yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Bye-bye.
Yes. 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 Yes.